ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music and more.
Grandstand at T, Corbin Middlemass with you on ABC Sport. Alongside me is the man who hosts the number one podcast in the world. His name is Tom Holland. Voted by Apple Podcasts as the show of the year. The rest is history. Host Tom Holland. Tom, appreciate your time.
Oh, thanks very much for having me.
Welcome to the Gabba. Welcome to Australia. Just so happens you're down here when the Ashes are on. How convenient is that?
I know. It's such a coincidence. What are the odds on that? That I'd arrive just in time for the first test in Perth, and I'm leaving on Monday, hopefully, by which time England will have pulled off a miraculous victory here in Brisbane. Well, astonishing.
Good start in a relatively short period, at least. None for 45 England at the tea break. The rest is history podcast. I mean, I'm a history buff. Not everybody is, but I feel like a podcast, very modern thing. Everybody, that's how everyone takes in their information nowadays. I feel like you've made history sexy again in a way that people are absolutely into it, and you've made it appealing and interesting for people. Where did the passion come from and the idea to firstly start the podcast and make it the product that it is?
Well, it was a product of the lockdown when everyone was kind of depressed and miserable and bored. I've got a brother who had started a podcast about the Second World War, which did very well. And the company approached me and said, would I like to do a podcast on history? And so I approached a friend of mine, Dominic Sambrook, who's a historian of the modern world, and I'm very much a historian of the ancient world. And we thought, well, we'll cover the two edges of history, yeah, and we'll just try and wing it when it comes to all the stuff in between. And so we started doing it in the lockdown, and I think that's what gave it the rocket fuel, really, that there was a ready market for people who, you know, there wasn't much sport on.
Yeah.
You know, you were talking about Crawley surviving that opening of the second innings. I watched him score a massive double century in the lockdown, and it filled me with such a sense of joy and relief to watch it in the monochrome misery of the lockdown that I have loved him ever since. And I found the first test unbearable, two ducks, but this time, I'm praying to the gods of cricket that he won't have a flash outside the off stump.
So over 600 shows, you've won the Apple Podcast of the Year. There's a whole lot of podcasts in the world nowadays, as we know, and yet you are the host of the Rest is History podcast, which is the best that there is. I know a lot of our audience are big fans of it as well, so it's a big thrill for us to have you on ABC Sport. And you were trying to tell us it's a big thrill for you to be here, given the fact you are an enormous cricket fan. Where did your love for cricket come from?
Well, as a child, I hated it. I was the one in my family who loathed it. My father and my brother were obsessed by sport, particularly football and cricket, and I ignored it. And then in the summer of 1981, my mother went into hospital, and my father had to kind of take care of me. And so his idea of childcare was to switch the television on, sit me down on the sofa, and talk me through a test match. And the test match he happened to talk me through was the third test in 1981, which was being played at Headingley in Leeds. And the former captain, Ian Botham, had got a pair in the previous innings. So I empathised with that, because yes, I knew that I would have got a pair in his situation. So I was backing him, but it went really badly to begin with, although Botham got 6 wickets, and then he got 50. And then it looked like England were going to lose by an innings, and Botham came out, and he scored this massive century. And at the end of the fourth day, he was on 145. England were something like 120 ahead with one wicket in hand. And I remember saying to my father, well, who's going to win? And he said, I've got no idea. That's the point. And suddenly I understood what sport was about. And then the next day, England won, miraculously. And I was completely hooked. And from that point on, you know, I watched it regularly, but I also took it up and started playing. And I've played every summer since 1981, right the way up to now. And in fact, when I was in Melbourne, I had a net.
Where? That's cool.
Not sure where it was exactly, but it was somewhere in Melbourne. I mean, amazing facilities. With Gideon Haigh, the great cricket writer. I may have got 2 wickets and 2 balls.
Hey,
you know, yeah.
There you go. Still got it.
Adjusting to Australian conditions.
You're international cricketer nowadays.
That is how I'm going to frame it.
Correct. Yeah. Is there? I know you want to talk about cricket. We want to talk to you about the podcast.
But yeah, all right. Let's talk about the podcast.
Is there a favourite episode in particular, or a favourite subject where you think that was particularly fun to research and deliver that?
Well, one of them is a cricket theme. And it's about the ground I think is the most historic ground in the world, because it's where the Ashes were basically came into being, but it's also where the first FA Cup final was played. It's where the first international rugby union match was played. Before that, it's where the incredible speed of sport of pedestrianism was staged, which consisted of a bloke walking, what was it? It was 1,000 miles in 500 continuous hours, so he couldn't have a break.
Wow.
And the final, he just went round and round the outfield of the oval. And
500
Continuous hours. No, and you have to have, you know, you have to urinate or have food or sleep or whatever. And the final night, there were so many crowds that they went out and got some poles, got some gas lamps, put the gas lamps on the poles. And this was the first floodlit sporting event in history. And then the next morning he did it. And there were huge cheers. Yeah. So that was pedestrianism. And then before that, if you've been to the Oval, you make the tube station, opposite the tube station, there's a church, and that church stands on the site of the gallows, which was the great centre for entertainment. You know, before there was professional sport, you go and watch a highwayman have his neck broken. And that was why the entrepreneurs who developed the Oval wanted to have it there, because it was a place associated with fun.
That's so
good. So I love doing that episode.
That's so good. I know you've done, seven parts on the JFK assassination.
I
love North America. I spent a whole lot of time in the US, and was in Dallas as recently as a couple of weeks ago, actually, and been there twice in the last year. So,
what did you think? I mean, the grassy knoll is pretty small, isn't it? There's not much room for the mafia and the FBI and everyone else and the CIA and the KGB.
I'm not all the way through the seven parts of the podcast, but I think having visited there, I can't buy into any of the conspiracies.
I think the most obvious solution is usually
the obvious
correct one
for a reason.
Yeah. We love a mystery on the podcast, and actually we've got coming up starting on Monday, we've got a 5-part series on Jack the Ripper.
Oh wow!
And we solve it. So
hopefully that's
kind of, but people will have to listen right to the end for that. But
What a great piece! No wonder you're the number one podcast in the world.
among the various suspects, there is a cricket link, because it has been proposed, I think, improbably, that one of the suspects is W.G. Grace, and you would think that one of the salient things about Jack the Ripper would be that he wouldn't be noticeable, that it would be easy for him to mix into a crowd, and you've got this huge great bloke with an enormous beard who's the best known man in. I think it's improbable.
I
think it probably wasn't WG.
The Rest is History podcast, the host of it, Tom Holland, with me on ABC Sport. Very quickly, as the players walk back out, favourite cricketer?
I mentioned him, Zach Crawley. It's a specialist taste.
Yes.
He's he tends not to always come off, but when he does, oh, God, I love him.
No one's opened the batting more and averaged less in the history of Test cricket. So I feel like you sort of trying to find some kingship with the great Zach Crawley. Well, we'll see if this is going to be the day for him on Australian shores. He's 26 not out as play resumes. England none for 45. Loved having you here, Tom.
Thanks so much.
All the very best with the Rest is History podcast. Tom Holland with us at the Gabba.
Discover more great ABC podcasts, live radio and exclusives on the ABC Listen app.